have a number of emails here that have come where people have objected. Most of these came from Janet Bezzarita. She had contacted me. I've got some pictures here. I have some letters. I'd like these to be a part of the record for this evening. In addition to that, I've got a protest to the path to the reclassification of this from residential to nightly rental one. And I've, as to one, two, three, four, five, I guess there are five projects it looks like here. Excuse me. Yeah, five of them. 22017, 22018, 22019, 22020, and 22021. I may have misspoken there. All of them have the first, the lead-in digits, 22. And this is submitted on behalf of me individually and also as attorney for Peter Hershend and Patrick Haygood. They were unable to be here this evening. We all live in the Poverty Point area, which is adjoins Siesta Cove, as you may or may not know. But what is going on there impacts all of us, not just those people living in Siesta Cove. And I'd like to also, and I don't know who the responsible party is, but I think there's, I'd have to look at the zoning code, but I think there's also a problem, particularly with the traffic coming in and out of here. And I think Devin's comment is right on the money. Without the some sort of turn lane or something, there's no reason and no they have no business adding that much traffic on that curb. And there's very little sight distance. It's just a matter of time till somebody gets killed there. I'm saying that. So I'd like to go ahead. Oh, one other thing I'll mention, and this has to do with this buffering. I've also submitted, I've numbered these items, numbers 1 through 6. And number 6 is a portion of the decision of record that this board passed when they originally approved the Branson Cove project. And I think if you look at some of these pictures and the comments that Janet made, and there may be some other people that want to speak, I don't know, but there's been no buffering. You know, it's a mess, besides the other problems that there are down there that she's already alluded to. So I'll go ahead and give this to Scott. All
right. Give it to the chairman so he can look at it, and then I'll make sure and get it after the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. The other thing I would say is that, you know, I think it's fine and good for people to get the most they can out of their money, out of their property, money-wise. But at the same time, I think you have to take into consideration the safety of the surrounding property owners and what it's going to do to them, particularly with this access issue. For that reason, I request that all these requests be denied. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up that wants to speak? You want to come back up? Any follow-up response or on the buffering issue or anything?
It was that we were required to part of the decision, we would have a 25-foot buffer non-disturbed, and we haven't disturbed anything within that 25 feet at all. So nothing's been removed in any of those bordering areas. But we have, but as far as the portion of Branson Cove on the south side, we are putting a privacy fence up there just to try to be as accommodating as we can be.
And when's that going to start?
This fall. We'll put it in this fall. We're completing. We're in the development portion is winding down.
Yeah.
That project. So.
Okay. Any more questions for the applicant?
The traffic issue is pretty concerning. What you described, Devin, this turn lane situation is all over the county. And has there been any talk with the state at all to do anything to
help that situation? Initially 3 years ago when they came out, but that was not. They did their site distance. They did all their checks, so they approved the entrance there. And the main entrance is close to the Dale Road entrance. So the Ingalls Lane, that's the one that's, you know, closer to the curve area.
Any other comments, questions?
Well, I have, there are houses already on these lots, all but the two.
Four of them, right?
The
four
all, of them have all but one.
And planning on using the existing houses as nightly rental.
Well, I don't know that they're just wanting to rezone at this point. They're occupied. Two of them are owner-occupied. They're staying there as far as I know. But when the time comes to sell, they would like to be able to sell them as.
They just want the option.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Now, we purchased two of the lots that would be on the south end about a year ago, and we're obviously requesting to rezone those, and we would build, you know, replace one house there and build another one.
Yeah. And the vote on this is on all of them, not individually, on the lots.
However you want to do them. I mean, you got four applications? Because there's two lots.
Four applications. One has two lots on it, and then the other three.
You can vote on them separately or vote on those as a group.
Well, it seems like it all goes together, but yeah. Whichever way it goes. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to check on that. Mm-hmm.
And again, just for everyone in the audience, what we're voting on is to recommend approval or denial to the Taney County Commission. So they have the final authority to make the decision. We're just making a recommendation based on what's presented.
Mark, have you heard the complaints?
You know, just last week I did. I talked to I think one of the neighbors, Teresa Carlin, the one they said that was in Florida listening in. So I did talk to her, but that's really the only complaint that I've heard. And I heard, you know, she told me about loud music. I mean, we have written in the declaration, we have quiet hours that start at 11. I mean, we have rules in there saying, I'm sure there are people that break the rules. But we do have the rules there. Like I said, it is transitioning from the development phase into the phase where the COA will have a manager there managing, and they can. I think they'll be able to address some of those issues, hopefully.
So is there just one company that's going to manage all of them, or the different buildings?
Different
ownership, are they managed by different companies?
Different buildings have different rental managers, but one overall manager for the association that manages the entire project.
What about enforcement, like sound, break, you know, trash, wild parties? Is that up to each individual owner?
No, it'll be up to the COA, and obviously working in conjunction with each owner and each property manager. I mean, these are not, you know, like I said, I'm sure there are times that rules can be broken. Not saying that, but these are high-end buildings. These are not, you know, kids coming out, renting them and having parties. That's not what this is. These are
our experiences. Listening, I've been around here for over a year
yeah.
and a half. Everybody, no matter of the class of people,
yeah.
up or down,
yeah.
there's wild times and parties.
Sure, I'm sure.
Any other questions or discussion amongst ourselves?
I can see why those five lots would want to be included as nightly rentals on the south as far as the zoning is concerned, because they're surrounded by it.
Yeah, I think it's two. We've got two different types of applications here, and the one for the existing lots do seem compatible to what's adjacent to the property. Anyone up to making a motion or any other questions?
They're compatible, but in the future, in my opinion, you know, the way I look at it, you're adding more traffic. And I'd probably be fine with a project if they incorporate a turn lane. You know, I don't base it off of how many wrecks or how many deaths, if you can prevent it. That is a very bad corner that you come around and you're going downhill.
Are you talking about Dale Lane?
Well, all the way down to Dale, but from Ingalls, where they turn into below Ingalls to Branson Cove, all the way down to Dale.
But that's Highway Department permit.
I'm sure they'd be fine with it if somebody put it in. They're not going to fund it.
Just because it's somebody else's problem, though, doesn't mean that we shouldn't be aware of it and be considerate of it.
Anyone up to making a motion?
Just to get it out there, I'll make a motion to approve the rezoning request from...
And I'll have to read a specific motion if we do get a second. So would anyone consider a second to a motion to approve?
Mr. Roebuck, I believe that's your name. I have you. Which ones are we talking about?
Sir, I need for you, you had an opportunity to speak, so.
I'm asking for a clarification.
I know you're out of order. I need for you to sit down, please.
Okay, I'll do that. But I think it'd be nice to clarify which ones we're voting.
Do you understand out of order and
yes,
sit down?
I understand.
Okay, if you could have a seat, please. So what, as mentioned before, we're looking at 22017, 22018, 22019, and 22020 combined for the five lots to consider rezoning. And we've got a motion to approve that. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I have a question. How many lots are built out on what's already Hyde Hill?
They're approximately 70.
And there's how many sites? How many lots are
there? In the decision of record, we had up to 100 that we could build, but we won't get that many. We won't get that many in.
So.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion to recommend a rezone, and I'll read it as motion to recommend approval of applications 22-017-018-019-020 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by William and Catherine Smith, Ryan Whitley, Brian Ditterly, Branson Cove LLC for the parcels located at 249, 274, 297, and 327 Ingalls Lane to include lots 1 through 5 Cedar Acres subdivision to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to NR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
So it's 3-3.
Okay. No recommendation given to the county commission then. That's how we'll present it to them.
Yep.
So 3-3 vote.
Right.
And the meeting is August 29th.
29th.
With the county commission. All right. Thanks. So do we want to move on to the next one?
Uh-huh. I'll just go to that PowerPoint here real quick. So this is case number 22021. It's Baird. Mountain Properties LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of three parcels, which are number 18-7.0-26-000-000-006.000, which is 38 acres approximately. Last six digits, again, 005.00 is 2.5 acres approximately. And then 18-7.0-26-001-003-001.006, approximately 7.5 acres for a total of approximately 48 acres located off State Highway 165 Hollister. All three parcels are zoned A1 Agricultural District. The rezone request is for NR3 Multifamily Nightly Rental District. The property is served by private well for water currently in the Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Access to the property will be through the Branson Cove community located off State Highway 160.